A transient colony in the Valley of the Nile, kolonja temporanja fil-wied ta' Xmara Nil, huwa ktieb li jirrakkonta l-istorja tal-Maltin tal-Eġittu. Jibda bl-involviment ta' truppi Maltin fl-invażjoni tal-Eġittu minn Napoleon u jilħa l-qofol tiegħu fil-konfużjoni tal-1956 meta iċ-ċittadini Brittaniċi kollha inklużi l-Maltin kienu mkeċċija mill-Eġittu. L-awtur ta' dan il-ktieb huwa Nicholas Dickercop li kiteb u għamel ħafna riċerka dwar il-komunità Maltija tal-Eġittu, persuna li jgħix u esperjenza il-ħajja fl-Eġittu u l-komunità Maltija temmek, sakemm imbagħad huwa u l-familja tiegħu spiċċaw l-Awstralja.
1948 kienet l-ewwel Maltin tal-Eġittu li ġew fl-Awstralja. U mbagħad fil-sena 1950s dak kienut il-first rush tal-Maltin ta' dak il-pajis. Aħna l-familja tiegħi ġejna fil-1955.
Il-ktieb jibda biex jirrakkonta s-sitwazzjoni ta' Malta u l-qada fl-Eġittu fis-seklu 18, meta l-immigrazzjoni lejn l-Afrika ta' fuq kienet fl-aqwa tagħha. Il-ktieb jirrakkonta il-ħajja tal-immigranti Maltin waqt li bdew jissettiljaw fuq ix-tajtiet ta' Xmara Nil. Madankollu dan ma kienx is-settiljar mingħajr inkwietu intoppija xal-aktar minn darba kellhom jitilqu minn fejn kienu s-settiljati biex isibu post ieħor. Il-Maltin bħal kull komunità oħra dejjem kienu isibu ruhom f'kull konflitt.
The Maltese were more or less defending themselves. Let's say in the case of the big demonstration of 1922, I think it was, or a bit after, when the big demonstration took place, they killed some young people coming out from school, which were sent home, and few girls were killed. It was the college, a French college, but the big square in the city was so big demonstration that people start barricading themselves in their houses. According to what it was said, I heard that some people had weapons, guns, and they would start shooting to the demonstration. So they were burning the houses. They were putting hay and wet cotton with petrol and lighting them. Well, in a building you had Maltese, Italians, French, Greeks.
Nicholas Kirkop jitkellem dwar l-inkwiet li kienu jisibu ruhom il-Maltin fieħ kull meta kien jinqala xi konflitt. Fil-ktieb insibu li ħafna Maltin issettiljaw u għamlu suċċessu irnexxielhom iwaqfu negozji u jilħqu f'pożizzjonijiet għolja. Il-Maltin fl-Eġittu waqfu kolonja soda matul Xmara Nil, partikularment fl-Xandra. Fil-ktieb insibu il-ħafna organizzazzjonijiet u istituzzjonijiet reliġjużi li kienu jaħdmu fost il-Maltin li kienu kruċjali fis-sistema ta' l-edukazzjoni fl-Eġittu f'dak iż-żmien.
Each city has its own community till they federated and formed a central committee, which was in Cairo, the capital of Egypt. From then on, each community, they voluntarily applied to be member of that umbrella society or organization, the Maltese Community Council of Cairo, Alexandria, Port Said, Ismailia, Suez, and so on. For instance, in Alexandria, we had over a good number of organizations, which included, first of all, the Maltese Community Council of Alexandria, then the Maltese club called Alexandria Maltese Youth Association, the Melita Football Club, the Philharmonic Society, the band Valletta, the Confraternity of Our Lady of Mount Carmel, which was the first organization established in Egypt, and overseas, as a matter of fact, that was in 1854.
Insibu diversi racconti li jolqtu il-ħajja ta' kuljum tal-Maltin tal-Eġittu fostom l-episodju li seħ fl-1882 meta l-Eġissjani irvellaw kontra il-barranin u ħafna Maltin sabu ruhom bla daru tilfu flusom. Ħafna reġgħu lura Malta fejn ftit li xejn kienu mill-quwa u mejjuna. Dan reġa seħ 70 sena wara fl-1956, meta għal darb'oħra tkeċċew mill-Eġittu. Din id-darba lanqas tħallew jidħlu f'Malta u kellhom ifixxu pajjiż ieħor fejn imorru joqogħdu bħal Awstralja, l-Ingilterra u Franza.
There was one before in 1922. The Prime Minister of Egypt was expelled and exiled to Malta. Then the big demonstration started by sabotage the railway, the telegraph poles, and so on and so on, till Said Zaghloul was returned to Egypt. So it exploded again, 1952, and gradually it came the day when the President Gamal Abdel Nasser proclaimed the nationalization of the Suez Canal. The Suez Canal Company was a French company, but the British had the opportunity to buy some shares of the Khedive. Certainly, they managed to become the protector of Egypt, and that gives them the right to have a destroyer in Port Said and a destroyer patrolling the coast, and one in Suez to protect the Red Sea coast. And then so many troops in every city. And the police station, too, showing the Union Jack, which was one of the hate of the Egyptians. How a police station in the center of the city showing the Union Jack and not the Egyptian flag. Okay. And so there were demonstrations on a perpetual way. Till the day that they had to remove that station. But still, there was another little fort called Komeldika, where the British had their military police and intelligence station. The second station of Tobras, where in the hotel, Cecil Hotel, in the heart of the city in Alexandria. And in a demonstration, unfortunately, as the thing was deteriorated, the British asked to install a police station near a park which was facing the hotel. And that police station was manned by the military police, the Red Cap. When during a demonstration, the crowd was so big that they overtake the police station and killed, I think, two men. The authorities managed to have that police taken away. They removed the walls and everything.
Nicolas Kirkop jirrakkonta hemmhekk dwar l-inkwiet u l-instabilità fl-Eġittu li ħolqu ħafna irvelijiet u minn fejn il-Maltin u komunitajiet oħra fl-aħħar kienu mkeċċija. Dan huwa ktieb li bla dubju kien ilu mistenni. Fl-Awstralja għandna komunità mdaqsa li kulħadd jaf bħala il-Maltin tal-Eġittu jew il-Maltin tal-Lixandra. U issa għandna l-istorja ta' tbatija u s-sagrifiċċji li għaddew minnhom meta sabu ruhom bla dar. Jinkelli l-okkażjoni li nitkellem u nintervista matul iż-żmien aktar minn persuna waħda li għaddiet minn din it-trauma u dejjem sostnew u dan li jikkonferma l-ktieb huwa l-attaġġjament tal-Gvern Malti f'dak iż-żmien li dawn il-Maltin li spiċċaw bħala refuġjati kienu rrifjutati li jissettilgħu f'Malta. F'dak iż-żmien il-Maltin ta' Malta jew dawk il-Maltin li kienu jgħixu barra minn Malta kollha kienu ċittadini Brittaniċi. Il-Maltin tal-Eġittu dejjem qisu lilhom infushom bħala Maltin u żammew it-tradizzjonijiet u l-kultura Maltija u ħafna drabi anke l-lingwa. Għalhekk huwa diffiċli li wieħed forsi jifhem x'kienet ir-raġuni li Malta rrifjutat li tħalli lil dawn il-Maltin li jerġgħu lura Malta. Jista' jkun minħabba l-qagħda ekonomika li kienet għaddejja minna Malta dak iż-żmien u ma setgħex tilqa' ma' l-10,000 ruħ mill-Eġittu. M'hemmx dubju li dawn kienu ċittadini Maltin. Il-kummenti ta' Nick Kirkop dwar dan.
1956, unfortunately, the Maltese refused the first arrival from Egypt. We ask only for even a transit period. In my way, I would say it was the reconstruction period, which that pacified my crowd. I start telling everybody, well, you must realize that the British are leaving in Malta. They are packing up, and many people were out of work from the dockyards. Hard feeling against it, you see. Everybody was thinking the same way. Yeah. They could have asked permitted to land and reorganize ourselves and then decide to go wherever we wanted to go. But they refused completely. We have some people who went to Canada, especially the state of Quebec, because they finished their colleges in Alexandria or Cairo, and their education was completely French. Others, their wife was Italian. She was lucky to get a passage from Egypt to Italy, and they went with their wives and children to Italy, and they settled there. So you had Canada, France, and Italy. Others went to Greece. The Greek went to Greece.